She means, Billy, that Mac's nobody's fool. Nobody said he was. Billy hit the arm of the chair with his fist to get out the last word. But Miss Ratchet was implying... No, Billy, I wasn't implying anything. I was simply observing that Mr. McMurphy isn't one to run a risk without a reason. You would agree to that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't all of you agree to that? Nobody said anything. And yet, she went on, he seems to do things without thinking of himself at all, as if he were a martyr or a saint. Would anyone venture that Mr. McMurphy was a saint? She knew she was safe to smile around the room, waiting for an answer. No, not a saint or a martyr. Here, shall we examine a cross-section of this man's philanthropy? She took a sheet of yellow paper out of her basket. Look at some of these gifts, as devoted fans of his might call them. First, there was the gift of the tub room. Was that actually his to give? Did he lose anything by acquiring it as a gambling casino? On the other hand, how much do you suppose he made in the short time he was croupier of his little Monte Carlo here on the ward? How much did you lose, Bruce? Mr. Seafelt? Mr. Scanlon? I think you all have some idea what your personal losses were, but do you know what his total winnings came to, according to deposits he has made at funds? Almost $300. Scanlon gave a low whistle, but no one else said anything. I have various other bets he made listed here, if any of you care to look, including something to do with deliberately trying to upset the staff. And all of this gambling was, is, completely against ward policy, and every one of you who dealt with him knew it. She looked at the paper again and put it back in the basket. And this recent fishing trip? What do you suppose Mr. McMurphy's profit was on this venture? As I see it, he was provided with a car of the doctor's, even with money from the doctor for gasoline, and I am told quite a few other benefits without having paid a nickel. Quite like a fox, I must say. She held up her hand to stop Billy from interrupting. Please, Billy, understand me. I'm not criticizing this sort of activity as such. I just thought it would be better if we didn't have any delusions about the man's motives. But at any rate, perhaps it isn't fair to make these accusations without the presence of the man we are speaking of. Let's return to the problem we were discussing yesterday. What was it? She went leafing through her basket. What was it? Do you remember, Dr. Spivey? The doctor's head jerked up. No, I think... She pulled a paper from a folder. Here it is. Mr. Scanlon. His feelings about explosives. Fine, we'll go into that now, and at some other time when Mr. McMurphy is present, we'll return to him. I do think, however, that you might give what was said today some thought. Now, Mr. Scanlon,